Wreck the Halls by Sarah Graves, read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1.
Blood was everywhere.
So much of it that at first Ellie and I didn't realize what it was, or understand what we'd walked into. Before us lay Faye Ann Carmody's familiar Eastport kitchen, the wood stove at one end faced by a bentwood rocker and a small cushioned footstool, the table at the center with four painted wooden chairs pulled squarely up to it, and at the other end the sink with a few clean glasses upended on the drainboard. Tucked into one corner was a white, ornately framed metal daybed with a heap of quilts on it, a common item of furniture in an old Main Island home. A door led to the butcher shop that Faye Ann's husband, Merle Carmody, owned and operated in the L of the house. The door was secured with a slide bolt near the doorknob and with two big hook and eyes screwed into the doorframe.
"Jake," Ellie said, nearly whispering it.
"I know.
So much blood.
Go next door, Ellie, will you? And call Bob Arnold and tell him." Bob was the police chief in Eastport, Maine, and the man to call when you happened unexpectedly on a thing like this. Whatever this was. "Faye Ann? Merle?" No reply. The blood had begun to dry, darkening in sludgy droplets like paint. The smell of it hung in the air, along with something else I did not yet want to identify. It was just past 9 on a Monday morning in early December. Ellie and I had knocked and walked in Eastport, 3 hours from Bangor and light years from anywhere else. You locked your house up only if you went to Florida for the winter.